There was a time when string quartets sounded like this. Then came a group called Kronos. Chamber music would never be the same. In 1973, Kronos revolutionized the repertoire for string quartets, drawing from rock, jazz, minimalism, and world music. They commissioned hundreds of pieces and worked tirelessly to promote music from contemporary composers. Cellist Joan Jeanrenaud was a pioneering member of Kronos and played with them for two decades. She left the group in 1999 to pursue a solo career and continues to stretch the boundaries of cello music. Her 2008 record, Strange Toys, was nominated for a Grammy, and now she and beatmaker PC Munoz have teamed up for a new CD, Pop Pop. Joan Jeanrenaud and PC Munoz join us from the studios of KQED in San Francisco. PC, welcome to you.
Thank you.
And Joan, welcome to you.
Hi, nice to be here.
Now, you two work together on a couple of tracks for Strange Toys, but this is a full-on collaboration. I'll start with you, Joan. What was the plan as you set out to create Pop Pop?
Well, you know, I had worked with PC as the producer for Strange Toys, and in addition, he added some beats on a couple of tracks on that CD. And it was PC's idea to come back into the studio after we had recorded Strange Toys, and he thought, well, let's follow up with another CD. And, of course, I was very interested in that, and I had a lot of material when I went in to record Strange Toys, and I sort of picked what I thought was the best material I had composed over the last several years. This time, I didn't have any material. So PC suggested, well, why don't you just come in the studio and we'll just play around and we'll just create some music by doing that process, just the two of us collaborating.
PC, what was it that convinced you in the first place that the kind of modern beats that you produce could actually pair with an ancient instrument like the cello?
Well, I think specifically it's Joan's music that it pairs well with. Mm. Her music is so rhythmic, and I think it does have something to do with the cellist kind of being the anchor in a quartet. They kind of hold down that bottom end, you know, so kind of like a bassist in a rock or pop ensemble. So she has a really good feel for, you know, little rhythmic motifs.
Joan, when you went into the studio to create, I mean, you mentioned it was a little bit strange, but on the other hand, it allowed you to work with things like, you know, looping and I mean, basically improvising, not on the spot, but it's what rock and roll does. And I don't think this is what classical musicians do.
Well, definitely, you're absolutely right, because when I first went into the studio, I had a hard time with that at first, because I'm used to going into a studio really prepared, because, you know, time is money, and having everything figured out before I go in to record. Well, this was exactly the opposite, and you're right. I think it's much more how pop people normally record and approach that, and that was due to PC encouraging me to try this process, which I'm really happy I did. I never would have come up with this material if I had done it in another way, I'm sure. And we joked in the studio because that's why we ended up calling it Pop Pop, because it was the pop record that's not really pop.
Some of the tunes do go right up to that frontier of, you know, what could be called maybe spronky boinky music, contemporary
I like
music.
That.
Yeah, spronky boinky.
Yeah.
But there's a beat there that you can dance to.
Yeah, I mean, from the beginning, we definitely, well, maybe not so much from the beginning, but as we went through the process of making it and we started to see what kinds of pieces were emerging, we did start saying, this is a fun record. And we definitely were thinking, this might be something where people might put it on in a club, or a DJ might play it. And also, in some cases, like, say, the piece Rare's Raymond, I had actually done that beat ahead of time. And it's one of those things that I'd sent to Joan saying, here's something we could use. I had actually intended that one to be, like, for a hip-hop artist or something. And Joan was like, no, I want that one. I want to write over that one.
Joan, I know this is ancient history by now, but I have a feeling that some people may not know the full story. Tell us, what were the circumstances when you left Kronos in 1999?
Well, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, so that had a lot to do with me leaving the group. It was interesting also at that time, I was feeling like there were a lot of things that I wanted to do that the group actually couldn't satisfy, which is a strange thing to say because, you know, Kronos covers so much territory. But I had always been interested in improvisation, even back when I went to a music school at Indiana University. David Baker was there. He's a great improviser. I was enrolled in a lot of his classes. And when I moved to San Francisco to join Kronos, I studied some lessons with Joe Henderson, the great saxophone player. Mm. And so I was always interested in this, but I never felt I had the time. But now, since I left Kronos, I thought, okay, well, now I can pursue this. And for me, it made all the sense in the world because my difficulties with MS are basically mobility. Luckily, my arms are fine. I can play. I've never had any problems with that. But just moving around, and especially with a big instrument like the cello, is not the easiest thing to do. So it's been great for me because it's given me a new window into music, and at the same time, I'm not having to travel around the world to play for people. I can do it in the comfort of my home or in the comfort of the studio and really get a lot of enjoyment out of it.
In a previous interview, you had told the interviewer that the cello was actually vital to your physical health.
I do think that's true. I mean, you know, it gives me something that's still such a central focus to my life, and I'm very lucky to have that.
Also, I mean, given that it hasn't affected your arms and your playing, mm-hmm. I also heard that you chosen to forego Western medicine to deal with the condition.
That's true. I guess I've lived in California just enough time where I'm a true Californian. And I decided to, I do see an MS doctor at UCSF MS clinic, but I see a Tibetan doctor, Lobsang Dunup, and he has a Tibetan healing center in San Diego, but he's also up here. Once a month, he comes up here. So I've seen him now for 5 years, and I think he's one of the reasons I feel like I'm very stable at this point.
Cellist Joan Jeanrenaud, her CD with PC Munoz is called Pop Pop, and they both joined us from KQED in San Francisco. Thanks very much, both of you, and the best of luck to you.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
You can hear full cuts from Pop Pop and watch an animated video at our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.